This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
One mother says she's nervous and scared. Children are back in school in Uvalde, Texas today for the first time since a gunman killed 19 children and two teachers inside two classrooms. The AP's Julie Walker.
Hesitation and concern in the community where new fencing around Uvalde's public schools is still not finished, nor are the installation of new security cameras or locks. Also, there's a new heavy police patrol, but many families don't trust that after the widespread failures by law enforcement. So far, more than 100 families signed up for virtual school, while others put their kids in private schools. As for Robb Elementary School, where an 18-year-old with an AR-15-style rifle killed those children in the fourth-grade classrooms, there will never be classes there again.
The man charged with kidnapping a Tennessee school teacher and forcing her into an SUV now also faces murder charges. Police in Memphis say the body of 34-year-old Eliza Fletcher has now been identified. The UN's Atomic Watchdog Agency says that shelling in the area of Ukraine's nuclear power plant has to stop immediately. They're urging Russia and Ukraine to create a nuclear safety zone. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Concerns growing for the Zaporizhia plant as shelling around it continues, a day after the facility was again knocked off grid and put in the precarious position of relying on its own power. Two inspectors remain at the plant, which is run by Ukrainian workers under Russian command.
Britain's new prime minister is Liz Truss. One of her top priorities, getting a handle on those soaring prices. With temperatures hitting well over 100 degrees in parts of California, people are cranking up the AC. The state is expecting record energy use. This is AP News. Now to Russia, which is still finding customers for its products.
A new report finds Russia is still finding ready buyers for its oil, gas, and coal, even after Western sanctions over the invasion of Ukraine. The Helsinki-based Center for Research on Energy and Clean Air reports that overall export volumes of fossil fuels from Russia dropped by 18% since the invasion of Ukraine, but revenues have been rebounding due to surging prices. While Moscow has reduced flows of natural gas and Europe has managed to cut imports by 35%, Russia received about 158 billion euros in revenue for fossil fuels from February to August, with about half going to Europe and 22% to the single biggest importer, China. The center has warned against exaggerating the rise in imports to China and India, but their report today does find Russia has been sending significantly more coal and crude oil to Asia and Middle Eastern nations over the summer. The center suggests leveraging EU shipping capacity to press for a price cap on Russian oil. Jennifer King, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.